From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel's leader argues against the current nuclear agreement being negotiated with Iran. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sought to persuade U.S. lawmakers and the American people Tuesday the nuclear agreement being negotiated between Iran and six other countries is a bad one. He warned during remarks at a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress it would guarantee Tehran would get nuclear weapons.
A deal that's supposed to prevent nuclear proliferation would instead spark a nuclear arms race in the most dangerous part of the planet. This deal won't be a farewell to arms. It would be a farewell to arms control.
He said no deal is better than a bad deal. President Obama, who did not attend the speech, said there was nothing new in the remarks, adding the Israeli leader didn't offer a better alternative.
Iran has, in fact, frozen its program, rolled back some of its most dangerous, highly enriched uranium, and subjected itself to the kinds of verifications and inspections that we had not previously seen.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart have entered a third day of negotiations Wednesday in Switzerland. The U.N. Security Council Tuesday voted unanimously to create a system to impose sanctions on those committing human rights abuses in South Sudan. The resolution was drafted by the U.S. delegation led by Ambassador Samantha Power.
Under the terms of this resolution, the parties must meet IGAD's deadlines for the resolution of all outstanding issues of this conflict and to begin the process of establishing a transitional government of national unity. The consequences for not doing so could include the designation of senior individuals for asset freezes and travel bans, or the imposition of an arms embargo.
Talks between the government and rebels continue this week in Ethiopia with a Thursday deadline to reach a decisive peace agreement. This is VOA News. Russian anti-Kremlin activist Alexei Navalny says he believes fellow opposition leader Boris Nemtsov was killed either by members of the state security services or, quote, a pro-government organization acting on orders of the political leadership. Navalny is serving a 15-day prison sentence for handing out leaflets, promoting a protest, and not allowed to attend Nemtsov's funeral. President Vladimir Putin has called the murder a provocation and vowed to find whoever was responsible. Western leaders have called for a strong reaction from the international community if the ceasefire accord reached in Minsk last week on Ukraine is not observed. President Obama and leaders from France, Germany, Britain, Italy, and the European Union held a video conference Tuesday to discuss developments in eastern Ukraine. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
It was an opportunity in the context of that meeting for the president to condemn the continuing failure of Russia and the separatists it backs to abide by the commitments to which they agreed, first in the Minsk agreements in September of last year, and more recently in the Minsk implementation plan, including the attack on Debaltseve.
The U.S. and its European allies have accused Russia of exacerbating the conflict by sending troops and weapons to pro-Russian separatists. Russia has denied those charges. Meanwhile, an explosion at a mine in the rebel-held eastern part of Ukraine has killed at least 32 workers. Chad's military Tuesday said despite its recapture of the northeast Nigerian town of Dikwa from Boko Haram militants, it was unable to halt the killing of hundreds of civilians by the Islamist fighters. The town was taken Monday at a cost of one Chadian soldier. More than 30 others were wounded. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta Tuesday set fire to 15 tons of elephant tusks to mark World Wildlife Day, aimed at discouraging poaching in the ivory trade.
25 years after this historic banning of ivory trade, new demand from emerging markets once again threatens Africa's elephants and rhinos. African countries are concerned about the scale and rate of the new threat to our endangered wildlife species. We are committed to combating the menace robustly and persistently until we dismantle the entire vile economy.
It's estimated Africa loses up to 25,000 elephants a year out of a remaining population of less than 500,000. A standoff continues between police in Myanmar, known as Burma, and student protesters demanding changes to an education reform bill. They say the law will centralize control of universities. After 2 months of jury selection, a panel of 12 jurors and six alternates was seated Tuesday for the federal death penalty trial of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. Opening statements in the case are scheduled for Wednesday. The 21-year-old has pleaded not guilty to 30 counts against him stemming from the explosion of two bombs at the marathon in 2013.
That's the latest world news from VOA.